though, by Panarin. To Kane, to Panarin, right circle, put it in front of Nisimov, backhand, he scores! Artem Nisimov takes a handoff from Panarin right in front of the Predator net.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Well, has there been a more pleasant surprise than Artem Anisimov this year? Everybody's talking about Panarin, but we love Panarin. Panarin's a great kid. We're in 72, 720 as we like to call it. But Artem Anisimov, every time he gets the puck on his stick, he looks like he might score. Welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Yeah, hi. Hi.
Congratulations on what's been a great year so far.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
At Anisimov 42, by the way, on social media everywhere. Did you know you were named one of the five most underappreciated players in the league?
No.
Yes, but
what do you mean? What do you mean about this?
Underappreciated meaning that people don't talk enough about you. People don't point out how good you are.
It's very nice. Keep it low profile, you know.
Well, I guess that's the good news about this team. There's no egomaniacs on this team, is there?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I work with Dave Ennett every day. You can imagine how difficult that is.
That is. Bunch of unselfish players on this team.
That's what I'm saying, Dave. Unselfish players. Hey, I got a question for you. A listener brought this up. We know that Kane has sort of put his arm around Panarin and helped elevate Panarin's game, and Panarin certainly done that for Kane. Have you guys taught Kane any Russian?
Just a little bit. A little bit. He knows a couple of words.
What words does he know?
Like, let's go.
Yeah,
it only works, you know. It's like, dalay, dalay. Keep go, let's go.
Dalay, dalay?
No, dalay, dalay.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Dalay, dalay.
Dalay, dalay, da.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's like, mean, let's go. Let's go, let's go.
Oh, let's go, let's go.
Go. Yeah,
I got it. I thought you were saying go. Yeah. What else have you taught him?
That's it. And words.
And some choice words.
Well,
not for the radio.
When Panarin was here, he taught us a couple of those words as well. You know, I talked to Coach Q about this. When you maybe have a bad shift or you might be in trouble with Coach Q, and you know Coach Q's maybe a little upset with you. Maybe it hasn't even happened yet, but he is. Do you pretend you can't understand him?
Me?
Yeah, do you pretend?
No. I not pretend anytime. I just try to understand and talk with them. Talk with him. Yeah, talk with him.
He's a great coach, right?
Yep.
And Dave Ennett, jump in with Artem.
Yeah, Artem, what's this like? When you're on a 12-game winning streak, do you just go to the rink every day and just kind of feel like, yeah, we're going to win again? There's no doubt.
I think so, yes. Like, come to the rink and enjoy the game day, enjoy the game, and just play our hockey, how we play it.
I think just
have fun.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
I think last year at Columbus, I think you were part of a team that won 9 in a row. Was it kind of the same feeling?
No, it's a different feeling right now.
How so?
Because we in Columbus, we're fighting for the life, you know, in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's a little bit different. We're on the top of the standings, and it's a different feeling. When you play your hockey and you're already on top of the standings and you just have fun and enjoy the game. And in Columbus was different because we every game it's battle, fighting for the spot. And
It's just more natural here. Is it, are you amazed when you look down the bench and see how much talent is on this team?
What? Excuse me, I don't understand a little bit.
See, this is the part where Artem's pretending he doesn't understand.
Come on.
No, I said, are you amazed at how much talent is on this team? How many great players there are?
Yeah, yes. I'm so, like, shocked a little bit, you know, like, so many great players, and everybody, like, have a talent.
It's really amazing. Well, we've had nothing but fun watching you, man. You are such a great addition to this team. I'm really happy for you, really proud of you. You've been nothing but fun to watch. Kerry Didier is the listener this week asking a question. Kerry's question for you, Artem, is how many hours a day do you train, and what type of workouts do you do to be fast on the ice?
During the season or off-season?
During?
During the season, we don't do much of practicing because it's a like, game. Like, we have lots of games and tough schedule. Like, and we just try like recover faster after the games. And workout, usually we go workout after the games, like for 20, 30 minutes, just for recovery stuff.
Sure.
And... That's it.
Brought to you by MB Financial Bank. It's Breakfast with a Blackhawk. What are you doing for fun in Chicago? Have you found a couple of restaurants you like?
Yes.
Okay, which are they? Go ahead, plug them.
Juno.
Oh, yeah, sure, it's great.
Juno, yeah. Juno, Boca.
Boca, yeah.
Boca's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. And the rest of the time, do you just stay home and watch The Hunt for Red October?
No, I just stay at home and play with my kids.
How many kids?
And two.
How old are they?
The oldest girl, 1 year, 10 months, and the youngest one, boy, 4 months.
Take it from me. I've got a 28 and a 25-year-old. It just gets more fun every day, so God bless you.
It's true, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. You're a good guy and a good sport and fun. And like I said, man, just stay healthy and keep it up.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. All the best. Artem Anisimov. Anisimov 42 is the social media hookup for Artem at Anisimov 42.
The Hunt for Red October. There's other movies.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Come on.
Circa 2000.
Dr. Zhivago?
But he laughed. He laughed.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he gets on the ice and he scores. Every time he touches a puck, it feels like he scores. Why aren't we talking more about him? You know what I mean?
Well,
because there's so many other guys to talk about.
You said it. Look at all the talent on the bench.
Right.
Right? I mean, look at the talent on his line.
It's crazy.
It really is.
Really is crazy. He would start for pretty much every other team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And he's backing up a guy named Taves who's pretty good.
He's okay. Yeah, I think he's got a chance.
Anisimov, by the way, and Panarin both have 16 goals now. It's pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. And Patrick Kane, did you see the total points numbers? If you look at the stats box at the Blackhawks website, ChicagoBlackhawks.com, Kane has, I think, 72 points on the season, and Taves is second or third. I don't know. Second is like 42 or 43 points. It's just like Kane and then everybody else.
Total points in the league, Kane with 71. Jamie Benn is second with 56.
How about that?
Yeah.
What a year he's having. And you could argue he was having this kind of year last year prior to getting hurt.
Yeah.
So this was coming.
That's right.